Good evening, everybody. So we are doing a super important topic tonight, and that's Hachana L'Shabbos, preparation for Shabbos. Says Rav Pinkus, Alpha Peace should be Yom HaShabbos, Atzma, the Shabbos itself, Ein Mitzvah Yisoydis, there's no particular mitzvah, B'chdei L'Hatzeg Es Kedusha Shabbos. If I had to say, which mitzvah gives you Kedusha, holiness, Heiligkeit, sanctity, there's no one mitzvah that you can point to. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Lifnei HaShabbos, Far Shabbos, before Shabbos, Yesh Amna Mitzvah Miuchedes, B'chdei L'Hatzeg Es Kedushasa. There is one mitzvah. You want to steig? You want to grow? You want to live Shabbos? You want to grow in Shabbos? Something you can do on Erev Shabbos, pre-Shabbos, to acquire, to gain and glean this Gevaldik, this great Kedusha of Kedusha Shabbos, and that is the mitzvah of Hachana, preparing for Shabbos. Every single mitzvah, if you prepare for the mitzvah, if you're ready for the mitzvah, you will do the mitzvah better. Great people, tzaddikim, they don't just walk up to the menorah, you know, off the street and just light it, bam. They think about it, they say, prepare, same thing by davening, they don't just run into shul. You know, looking, the last thing they go into shul, they're reading about Netanyahu's speech, right? 55 standing ovations. Who didn't come with the Democrats? Someone who went from California, we know, who wants to be president. Oh, craziness. She wasn't there. And you're reading about this. Oh, as you walk into davening, and you don't prepare at all, and you're going to jump into mincha, you're not going to daven in mincha. How does the person daven mincha? He comes a few minutes early. Preferably he learns, says korbanos, thinks about what he's going to do, prepares for mincha, gets his head, all of work, all of politics. If a person's silly enough to follow sports, you know, what he ate for dinner, even if it's a good Italian restaurant in Chicago, right? Whatever, it leaves his head. It's a totally different mincha. You imagine, I'll give you a mashal. Imagine a wedding, getting married, okay? Let's go back to my mashal. You're watching Netanyahu's speech. Again, I think I saw some snippets. He obviously did a good job. He's arguably the best speaker in the world, from them at least. You know, whether you like him or don't like him, he's an amazing speaker. So you're watching Netanyahu's speech, and you're seeing the lines, you're hearing the politics about it, and you're watching, I don't know, the Joe Biden speak. I just came straight from Night Center Mark. Watching Joe Biden try to speak about why he isn't running into his health. And you're about to get married, and you walk into your wedding, or you're watching the Super Bowl, and you're about to get married. You think if you're watching that, you walk into your wedding, you're getting the most memorable moment of your life, the most holy moment of your life, probably the most important moment of your life. You're about to get married. Your head, even in that great moment, ain't going to be there to a large extent. Your head's going to be in the sports stadium. It's going to be in the White House or in the Congress, or your head's going to be watching whatever stupid television show a person may have watched, or newspaper they may have read, or conversation, which had nothing to do with anything of value. Right? You're not there. This is your wedding! How does a person go to get married? You go to the mikvah. They say Tehillim. They think about what they're doing. That's how it's getting married. I mean, you know, it's just, every mitzvah is like that. Everything, the more you're mukhan, the more you're prepared, the better you'll do the mitzvah. V'neachana, it's a tremendous foundation of all mitzvahs. Mikol makom, notwithstanding, nevertheless, in mitzvah mufresh b'Torah, it's not explicit in the Torah. The only one that's explicit in the Torah, which the Torah says to prepare for, is Shabbos. Kedechsiv, as it says, talking about the month, which is, you know, Shabbos, and Shabbos itself, v'yom ha'shishi v'achino sh'yaviu, on the sixth day, they prepared what they were going to bring for Shabbos. They got ready for Shabbos. By the way, if you look at Shulchan, actually quotes it, L'shidus HaRishonim, have a chiyuv midina deraisa. The Rishonim hold that it's a chiyuv deraisa, the biblical obligation, mina Torah, to prepare for Shabbos on Friday. Akopar mashu. Whether, by the way, even if you have all the housekeepers, all the servants, the world, you should prepare yourself something, at least something. You're supposed to be involved in Shabbos, and really it's supposed to be, as I said before, in the morning. Baboiker, not in the afternoon. Many people, good Jews, in the afternoon, but really the mitzvahs do it in the morning itself. So if you're going to run to work, even before davening, you're allowed to do it. It's chefetz shemayim. Right? You're not going to be at home the whole morning, but before you go to work, put the candles in, do something, polish your shoes, whatever it is, get ready, get the food a bit ready, the cholent, whatever it may be. Be involved in hakhanas for Shabbos. If not now, it's 3 weeks, but if you trim your beard or you shave, or the kosher shaver, do that before you leave, whatever it may be. For Shabbos, you don't wake up only in the afternoon. Again, a good Jew puts some time and effort in the afternoon to Shabbos also. But even in the morning, right away. Mitzvah Chabir, Lama Miuchadis, why Shabbos? Every mitzvah, I just said, your wedding, davening, benching. By the way, benching, I'll tell you, and we learned before, benching, I have this bencher. I forgot what the name is. It's like, it has like all these like ideas behind it. I bench much better when I have it. And what did I do for 10 seconds in the beginning of this bencher? It has like the schus, how powerful benching is. A lot of chazals that we know were rishonim or achronim, all the schools, all the blessings that a brichas hamazon benching gives a person. So if I bench with that bencher, first let's go bencher, and I stop for 30 seconds, not even 30 seconds, let's say 30 seconds, 10 seconds before I bench, a totally different benching. If I don't have that, I have to, if I, I'm using me, but it's anybody. I won't usually bench as well if I don't think about it, if I don't put it. If you come into a meal and you're in the middle of a conversation and then, okay, let me bench, it's not the same. So why is it that Shabbos has this mitzvah? Every mitzvah you'll do better. Every mitzvah you'll do better. Who would disagree with me? If you're watching football or the political football or reading a book or having a conversation or arguing about a stock or about a computer chip, if you're into that stuff. Right? Or in the middle, you leave your team to your chip and you go right into mincha. Right, you're still on the phone as you walk into shul. Okay, I gotta go. Bye bye. You walk into shul and it's not the same. So, but why is the mitzvah only by Shabbos? The truth is, by everything in the world, shekol bracha shebo'ilam. Very important. Any time we talk about blessing, we're talking about mitzvahs, connection, mitzvahs. Tzarech shiva shneitzam. It's a two way street. Btzad echad isairus haba mitzidenu. First of all, it's we being inspired, Idekim Torah Mitzvahs, we inspiring ourselves, doing Israel Oso de la Tata, doing inspiration from below. And number two, Tzad Hasheni, Hashem's connection to us, Hashefa HaBaracha, the abundance of blessing, spiritual blessing, which very often translates to material blessing, Kenegda Ben Hashemayim Lachiyos Olam, to fill you, the world, the Shefa that Hashem brings. The closest to Hashem, for the 6 days of the week, Yom Rishon to Yom Shishi, Sunday to Friday in the secular calendar, by the Kiyam Tarek HaMitzvahs, Shinasel Yisrael, Im Kol Mislav Lehem. You want to know how you bring bracha into your life of the week? We do mitzvahs, and from above we get kedusha, we get bracha. But on Shabbos, we discussed for many weeks, on Shabbos itself, where we get the Divine Presence, where Hashem joins us in this world, connects to us in this world. And it gives us our world a otherworldly feel. How do you get that tremendous level? In a crude way, there's wattage. Remember when I went to Prague, you have to make sure that, you don't want to overblow anything. You need an adapter, something, you need beyond that, just not just to adapt, you have to make sure there's enough wattage for it. Converter is how do you get Shabbos, a lot more wattage, so to speak. A lot more Kedusha. So how do you get that on Shabbos Kaidesh? Hatshuva, the answer is, Hishtalos Likros Shabbos. Before Shabbos, on Yom Shishi, on Friday, the Hachana for Yom HaShabbos, that's where it is. That's how you get the Ikar Kedusha, the main sanctity, the Helikite, the holiness of Shabbos. V'asiva sheshoyne bazeh brichas HaShabbos. Why is the blessing of Shabbos different than all other mitzvahs, than all other brachas? K'mispar perek hakodem, as we elaborated on in the last part of Zachar Shem Shabbos, to remember Shabbos, be cognizant to remember Shabbos, to sanctify it, is Shekeh Shabbos, when we're revealing the Hashem itself, Kavayachol, Bechvaido V'atzma, so to speak, Hashem, whatever that means, obviously we can't see the essence of Hashem, but the presence of Hashem in this world. Hare is a doyme l'nevuas Moshe. We said this, it's like the prophecy of Moshe, which was aspaklaria hamir, which was alert, awake, the highest level of prophecy, which you can see clearly. You can't prepare for that. Shalosh shayach l'chana klal. It's basically, we said this last week, it was a matana. It was a gift to Moshe Rabbeinu. It means Moshe made this effort, but there's no way it was incomparable. The amount of effort, you cannot get it. Shabbos ultimately is a gift because the level of Kedusha Shabbos is so intense, so great. The wattage is just too much, so to speak, that we can get prepared for. Amnon, but the more we prepare before Shabbos, when it's not yet Shabbos, that much is we could do and get Kedusha. B'nei Geula Rishayna, the Mitzrayim Aman Chusta, when we left Egypt, when we left Mitzrayim, that first major redemption of Jewish people, what was it based on? Mavua Repasach, the Torah tells us in Shemais, the Jewish people cried out, they're suffering immensely, the most immense time, right? Babies being shechted, people being worked to death, women being abused, etc. Terrible, with no hope, and a new paro was even worse, and they cried out. V'yishmael okimes na'akasam, and Hashem heard their groans, again, the different languages we learned in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Mitfila. V'yizkar okimes b'risa, Hashem remembered his covenant. V'amuvan, she'en achanami atzarech schus chedetz in Mitzrayim. We know that they needed a schus to leave. It was the blood of the bris milah, all her bris before he left, and the blood of the korban pesach. Alva be'emes lo zu ha'isa ikar sibas ha'gula. But that wasn't the main reason for the gula. They needed some merit. Ela adra achash ha'isa gula kvar muchana, when the gula was already there, chipsus chushivoy legalo. Right? What it means, Hashem wanted to take them out. Why did he want to take them out? As I'll say the next line, the reason he wanted to take them out because the Jewish people were crying to come out. They were begging to come out. They were at the level of tefillah, of prayer, of za'aka, of screaming. They mamish were ready for the gula. Can you imagine, by the way, we're now in the 3 weeks. How many of us are crying? We're not talking about 3 weeks tonight, but how many of us, if we would be crying tonight to come out of gulas, we're in a bad gullus. Don't think we're not. We're less physically comfortable than we were a year ago. We see the anti-Semitism in the world. We're much less than a year ago. We're much less than a year ago. But still, the real gullus is not the physical. It's a spiritual. We're in real gullus in America. People are totally lost. Way majority of our brothers and sisters intermarrying, living as Gentiles, not knowing what it means to be a Jew, and all of us were affected. Don't think we're not. It's a butter galus. It's a very bad galus. Even though there's a lot of bracha today, it's the best times, the worst times. Those are the best terms as a whole nation. As all of us individuals, there are things we're so lacking in galus. We're not doing that right now. But the point is, if we really want God to be redeemed, actually, I just have to tell you parenthetically, I'm reading two books, because I wrote this article as Noviov, and so I read two books about how Stalin dealt with the Jews, two famous books which I referenced, but I never read through thoroughly. And just like you read about Soviet Jewry under Stalin and how he killed and even way before the Doctor's Plot, the purges, and how bad it was. So you think if you're in that kind of gullus, the Jews eventually wanted to get, a lot of them got, beginning to realize what was happening to them, but like you won out. You can't imagine living like that. I was like reading the book. I'm like reading this book decades after Stalin's dead. I'm like thinking, how in the world did people, Jews, live there, right? And like, I think to myself, like, we're comfortable here. Obviously, we're going to be, how do they live there? And the truth is that it was worse there. It was worse there because they had no options, really, for most people to keep a Yiddishkeit. But Here, at some level, it's worse because we have options and we're overwhelmed by the society that we live in. It's a different conversation. But if we would cry, if we would really want to get out, we would get out tomorrow from Mashiach HaBir. And the Jewish people, the reason they got out of Mitzrayim is because they're mukha. Just, they needed a marriage, the dam of the blood of the Mila and the blood of the Korban Pesach. V'chan amru chazal, b'zman makas choshech v'mitzrayim, during the ninth plague of Mitzrayim, Mesur Hashayim, all these wicked people of the Jews who were not worthy to be redeemed died. Why did they die? Maya Oisachay, what was the reason they were not roy? They're not appropriate to be redeemed. Rashi says, with quotes of Medrash, Shabi Sobo Sodur Hashayim, they did not want to leave Egypt. You know why they died? Because they didn't want to leave. They wanted to stay in Mitzrayim. Hanushachatim Hayarak, their sin was Shlorotzulatzes. They didn't want to leave? Well, if you don't want to leave, you're going to die now. You will die in Egypt. Because the truth is, the reason the Jewish people were getting out was because they wanted out. They wanted to get out. They cried to get out. Also, we say Kiddush Levana, Motzei Shabbos. So the men go out after Shabbos, say Kiddush Levana. What's the liturgy in the language of the Nusach HaTfilah? Shenuvaksim Shimalech Hesreinu Shal Levana. We request that Hashem should fill the missing part of the moon, so to speak. Sharomezes, it's metaphoric. The Malchus based David to the kingship of David, the house of David, Mashiach. That we should walk on the street and not be bombarded by advertisements. Most of them are naked or close to naked ladies selling beers or cars or whatever they want to sell. Phones, right? And the phones that blind us to what's most important to life. You walk on the street and you're reminded of Hashem, of spirituality, of real things, of eternal things. You feel Hashem in this world. You live Hashem in this world. So we ask Hashem, bring it back. And in Nusach Ashkenaz, Misaimim, V'yiskayim baru mikra shekasov, Uvakshu es Hashem Elokeihem, and we should have, because it's actually a lashon of the verse in Hosea, Pasuk in Hosea, that Hashem, we should want Hashem and David HaMelech. We should want it. We shouldn't be satisfied in this world. V'yichanush in achinami soif shi Yisrael yasu tshuva, right? In the end, the Jewish people would yasu tshuva, who believes that without this, if we don't want to do tshuva in the Gaulus, we're going to be stuck there. By the way, I'm not judging Soviet Jewry, but a lot of them just acquiesced. You know, and I think I once said this in the Drasha, it's Amachad, that the merit of them leaving, or Schwab felt, was refused next decades later. That they stood up to Soviet Russia, and they kept mitzvahs, the Mendelovitches, who you heard in the show from many people in this Paul and others, you know, and Sharansky to a sense, and others, Katzin, who I know very Katzin, I know very well, you know, who stood up and did not buckle to the Soviet bear. But for generations in Russia, literally, they acquiesced, partially because they were crushed in the beginning by Jews and later by Stalin. Right? But you don't find this mass movement of people crying together. I cannot judge such people whatsoever, but you don't see it. And then they were crushed under it. They looked for human solutions. Our solution's Hashem. And today it's Hashem. We have to want Hashem in this world. So 3 weeks. Again, I'm a little bit inspired to bring it all but 3 weeks in, but it's the truth. We have to want Hashem. We have to want Mashiach. You know, prior to the loss of the state of Israel, I'm far from an anti-Zionist. I'm sure you know that. You know, I wrote an article blasting those two. But part of the loss is that when you have a state where, which, you know, even Netanyahu's speech today, the little I heard, he didn't quote Hashem. I'm just bringing this out, and he's a great speaker, and I agree with him. A lot of things he wants to do it militarily, other things I don't necessarily agree with. But the whole speech should have been Hashem. He didn't. I did see some of the lines supposedly had biblical references to David and the Jewish people's connection, but Hashem. You want to be saved from Gaza? You think that you can crush Gaza, Bibi Netanyahu? Again, I'm cheering for you. I want you to. But it's not you. And it's not the IDF. Of course we need an IDF. But you look at the world. There's no answer. You have Gaza 2 million. You have West Bank, Judea, Shomron 3 million. They're not even connected. They have no desire for peace. You can't militarily run over these people for years. They're supported by a Nazi regime called Iran and dumb woke Americans and Europeans. You don't have the answer, Bibi. And you, what you really should have done, as good as a speaker you are, is get up there and say Hashem. Say Be'ezus Hashem. You know what kind of Kiddush Hashem would have been? He would not have taken away from his speech. Don't say Be'ezus Hashem. Say God willing. With God's help. And with God's, and if you're uncomfortable saying more than that there, then say it in Israel. We have to daven. You know what a real Jewish leader would do? Again, I've met Bibi more than once, twice, I think at least two times I've met him. Actually has a very strong presence with him. I've met many of the Israeli people who are prime ministers, Bennett and this one. Gantz I was with, you feel it with Netanyahu, you feel his presence there. He's a very commanding figure, he's very charismatic, a great speaker, but he ain't a Jewish leader. I'm not knocking, he's not a real Jewish leader. A Torah leader would get up there and say Hashem. With it, David HaMelech fought, and he was a great, but he said it was all about Hashem. And I'm just pointing this out. I'm just pointing it out that we should realize that. We need to look to Hashem. Of course, if it's not for the IDF and everyone's success, but the Yeshua is going to come from Hashem. There is no answer, I'm telling you. I don't care what they say. There is no answer. You know, create this reality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem made there no answer. Other things you can figure out solutions. There's really no answer today. We're dealing with people who hate our guts. And I know Western people can't hear this or understand this. The population are dominated with Nazi views. That's their education. From little kids to hate you and me. If I or you, anyone on this call, and anyone who's like us listening to this call ever, will walk on any street in Gaza or West Bank, and there's no one around, we'd be dead within a minute. Guaranteed. A minute! If there's no protection. Or worse. There's no answer to this. You have to cry out to Hashem. When we're crying out, we will be redeemed. We have to cry out for Hashem and David Malcolm and for David HaMelech. V'hainu, she'en achinami sof yisol yasa tshuva, b'lizi ef shel agala, we're not going to be redeemed. Aval lo yizeh ikar sibas ha-gu'ula, it's not the main thing, el t'nai, it's a t'nai, that's a condition of the redemption. Shalom an emes lo'oim lo'yal esolim adrega lo'oysu marish shkin shizkal k'var Mashiach. So we're never going to be ready for redemption. But it's a precondition. You want to know how you get redeemed? Want it. Cry for it. Now on a small level, the Briskarov, who was in Lithuania, actually was in Warsaw when the war began. He escaped to Lithuania and then got to Eretz Yisrael and was there in 1941. Miraculously, the Briskarov, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, son of Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. And he was there when Jerusalem was about to be evacuated, when Rommel's troops were in Egypt already. And the Brits were preparing to evacuate back into Syria should they lose in Egypt. That was part of their preparation. And that means that the several hundred thousand Jews in 1941, late 1941, going to 1942 in Palestine would have been in mortal danger. And I would never say this, I wasn't there to say this, but what the Briskarov supposedly said, that the reason that the Jews of Israel, Palestine at the time, were saved miraculously, the first major loss for the Nazis, was because when he was in Yerushalayim, they cried their heads off. He said, davening there was lo yu'uman. They literally cried their head down. They had a lot more foreknowledge and warning of what was going on there. And they had seen what happened in Europe already, obviously, and they weren't under attack immediately. They were in Poland, where they got bombed the first day of the war. and in very trying times. But the point is, you want Mashiach, you want Geula, you got to cry, you got to want it. And then you get it as a gift. Now, he just brought this as a metaphor for Shabbos, but I'm happy he did, because it's our 3 weeks. It's important for everyone to hear what I just said. Myself, I'm speaking to myself first and foremost. But he's going back to Shabbos. But you say Bezep, Shekol Bracha Sheishla HaGadara, and every, you should know that every blessing in this world that has some kind of definition to it. Ha'avoida, the service, how you and I do it, whether it's lighting menorah, eating matzah, sitting in a sukkah, shaking a lulav, right, keeping Rosh Hashanah, and what we do and how you get it, it's defined. You can look at Shulchan Aruch and do this and do this. Avak Shubayim Nuskos, but something that has no gvul, which is total shechina, total kedusha. There's no one act you can do. It's just a wattage, so it's a spiritual wattage. It's just too great. It's a plea, as we said last week, it's a gift min hashamayim. It's a matana min hashamayim. But the matana, we said this last week, he's reiterating it now. Who gets this gift? Who gets the gift? Last week I said you have to know about it. But you really have to want it. You have to desire the gift. It's l'mishuraitzim amatana, you have to want it and desire it. Shabbos kodesh. Vada she'lekabos kedushas haShabbos, really to get the kedusha, the holiness of Shabbos. Tzarech l'madrega, you have to have certain merits. To get Madrigas. About Ze'in Iker Kabbalah Kedushas Shabbos. That's not the main thing. Shabbos is the person who wants and waits for Shabbos. Ha'ilin Yisharaitze Kedushas Shabbos. You have to want the holiness of Shabbos. V'shchinase ha'choyvekes Oilam umuloyo b'yom Shabbos Kodesh. And the Shechina that is connected to Shabbos Kodesh. Zui mitzvah yom ha'shishi. That's the mitzvah of the sixth day of Shabbos. Ha'achana, that you prepare for Shabbos. Shezemavta tzpia l'kabal kedushasa. It illustrates the desire to get the kedusha of Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos. Al-Kain, and therefore, mitzvah ha'achana, mufureshes. By the way, we're doing a sefer right now, but if anyone wants, you can email me, because it reminded me, a decade or so ago, I was in Brooklyn. I was asked to speak to some kind of ladies group when I was there about, and my topic was Erev Shabbos. So I gave a shir, which is a little bit connected to this, but a very different type of shir, called The Power of Erev Shabbos. So you can look on my website, I believe it's on the website, called The Power of Erev Shabbos. Right? And this is the power, you want Kedusha, you have to, it's there. Alka mitzvah ha'chana mufareshes. The mitzvah of Hachana, therefore, the one time you see in the Torah to prepare for a mitzvah, even though every mitzvah, you don't want to walk in, you know, watching politics or sports or reading a paper or having a dumb conversation, you know, or thinking about your dinner. Every mitzvah is that way. But why is Shabbos again? The Torah delineates a mitzvah, commands a mitzvah. She called mitzvahs afal pi, all the mitzvahs, even though there's an inyan of Hachana, there's an idea, a concept of preparation. But the mitzvah is not the essence of bringing Hashem into this world. The mitzvah is the siba of the kedusha; it's the reason for holiness, but it's not holiness itself. It is when you do a mitzvah, it will bring you holiness, but it's not. But the main thing is with the mitzvah; it's a command. If it's not kedusha itself, okay, afshar, so you can do it in theory without hachana, even though you'll do a much better mitzvah with hachana. But and you'll get some mitzvah just by doing it. Just do the mitzvah, you'll get some mitzvah. Shake a lulav, sit a sukkah, eat the matzah, blow the shofar, go to davening, you'll get some kedusha, even if you don't really prepare. But shmirah Shabbos, keeping Shabbos, b'mekablam p'nei ha'shechina, we get the shechina, the pile in actuality, you cannot get the kedusha. El hitzricha lavo lanu mitzida yisbarach. It's a gift. In the Anu Mitzah, and how do we get this gift again? We have to desire it. We have to want it. We have to be prepared for it. It's the Iker Mitzah Suma Shishi. That's the main mitzah on the sixth day on Shabbos, of Erev Shal Farid. Ha'achana, to prepare. B'kdei l'kabal l'machar es ha'noi ro'ois, the awesomeness, b'anifloyes, the wonders of Shabbos. V'lamayis u'kipshuto, It's supposed to the Torah. It says Asher Tafu Oifel Shetavash Tavashlo. Right? If you cook before Shabbos or you bake, you have food on Shabbos on a practical, mundane level. Lenakos, if you clean for Shabbos, you have a clean house. Tzachsech Lavash LaAsos. You want to cook all, you want to chill, you gotta make it on Friday. You don't prepare an erev Shabbos, you don't have it for Shabbos. Velikras Matam Alarov. You want to buy the candy or the store or whatever you want, either have it or you don't have it. Your wine. Now, Rak is on this call. You know, he doesn't have his wine. His Shabbos is going to be affected. Otherwise, he was drinking someone's old man of Shabbats. Nothing against man of Shabbats, but I think he would plot. V'cholzeh lirois ha-simcha v'atzpio el boyol Hashem yisparach v'shabbos. It's all showing you how you want to greet Shabbos. V'l'balei v'shabura in Simen Taf Nun, when he talks about Shabbos, he's talking about keeping Reishnun, who talks about keeping Shabbos, he says, imagine you have a very prominent guest, king, or if you're a spiritual person, Chaim Kanievsky, make sure finds a gobble, come to your house. You would be ready, you would get the whole house ready, the room ready, right? You would make serious preparations. How Hashem comes to your house on Shabbos, you have to prepare beforehand, get your house ready, call the table. Food, everything, the table set, you got the room ready, you're all dressed. When the king comes, you're dressed and you're in your finest. Imagine the Gadol comes to hell, you have the Chabadnik, right? The Rebbe's coming, they get all dressed up before they think they're in their pajamas when the Rebbe comes. They think their houses, the toys are over, they're all bells are chasid. Well, the Rebbe, you ever go to Bells, I was in Bells once Friday night, whoa, they know, they have a Rebbe. They have a Rebbe. They come. The Rebbe comes to your in Shul. You should see the Rebbe. And he comes to your house. That house is probably already days early. Then the kids and they're bathed and they're ready. That's Shabbos. Hashem is coming. V'lav davka be'erev Shabbos. Gam leskoyim b'chol sheish shemei Shabbos. We know that Shacharik says based on the Gemara, all of the days getting ready for Shabbos. Like Shammai Hazaken did. He would every time he bought something for Shabbos, he was in the store and he bought the chrein. Or the good chumas, there's certain chumas that are good, certain chumas that are not nearly as good. I'm not going to endorse anything right now. Olevat esimchasoi, right? Tzipioso, you get ready and you're excited for Shabbos. V'doyeg omishtali, make sure you have, if you're having guests, if things are ready. Again, if you're Raka, imagine David doesn't have his wine. There's no wine, his whole Shabbos is thrown. Drinking some old syrup, you'd call it. You know? It's a, yeah, but you have to have their wine for some people. Scotch, good scotch. I'm not endorsing alcohol. I'm just telling you, some people take their, you know, gets them excited. Shekolze, it's tzibio v'kisufim, and even more, you're spiritually excited for Shabbos. You know, the mikvah, many things like that. We'll get to that. If you meet Saratim v'tzibio, the more you want it, Yizar, that's how much shechina you'll get. Now, by holy Jews, and I'm not necessarily endorsing this, but the concept's very. I'm not against them. So the concept is very poor. There was an old minhag to sleep on Friday after. So it was endorsing it because maybe people it's not practical today. But the concept is 100%. And if you could, you should. Take a little nap Friday night. Take a nap Friday night. And B'shem Rabbi Aaron McCullough was one of the great Chassidic leaders. Amru, he said, B'shem Yashem B'Erev Shabbos, person doesn't sleep on Erev Shabbos. B'layla Oichol Hu. It's a weekday meal. It's not a Shabbos meal. V'nirmas b'shab pasuk. Shamrus yom Shabbos l'kadsho. Garish to sanctify it. Hainu, but yom Shabbos tzarech lamal mishmor. You gotta be in full attention, full koyach. V'shaymer in a near that if you're full, if all of your strength. You're prepared ahead of time, right? And I remember when I was younger, I actually used to play sports. Like I'm a shugana as a little kid. When I had to play, basketball for the team in a yeshiva, I didn't drink soda. I don't drink soda today, but then I did. And I wouldn't drink soda that day. And I would try to be well-rested, and I thought about the day, going into the game time. My day revolved around that dumb game, that meaningless game. But we had to win. That was the old days, right? And Shabbos had substance. But again, you prepared ahead of time, right? You didn't just walk in there. You thought, you got to be ready. If you have a big meeting, you gotta make sure you're not tired, you're alert, you eat the right foods. While moving on poshet, right, to understand it, on Erev Pesach, also, it says you take a nap. Why? Why? Because you have the Seder ahead of you. Seder is very chashuv. Very important. You need to be there. You can't come to Seder tired. You know, I used to always tell the ladies in Amachad for many years that, Erev Pesach, you got to take a rest. Some ladies and some men work, more ladies than men, but some of the men work very hard and they prepare the Seder and then they fall asleep at the Seder. That ain't the point. Missing the boats. Bad move. You imagine the Kala falls asleep at her wedding. Why? Because she was working so hard, put on her makeup and her dress and everything in her hair and the pictures, then she falls asleep. Are you crazy? The point's the wedding. That's what it's all about. Shavuos, you want to stay up the night of Shavuos? Point is to stay up like a zombie Shavuos night. If you're not a zombie, go to sleep. You want to stay up in Shavuos night? You got to be alert. You got to steig in learning, excited. Get rid of it. In general, by the way, people conk out at night. You get tired, they're sleepy, right? You have dinner, you get to sleep. And they go to sleep. And especially in the old days where there most people were blue collar laborers, they weren't sitting at desks, they were working in the fields, they were schwitzing or in factories afterwards, in later times. They were working hard. They're knocked out. And if night is your focus, you're exhausted from the day. You're going to miss the boat. You're going to miss your wedding. You're going to miss the mitzvah. You're going to miss the Seder. You're going to miss Shabbos night. So if taking a nap works, if you can pull it off, it's a great idea. I don't endorse it, it's because I think for a lot of people it causes some bias problems. That's the last thing that you should do. You get yourself in big trouble. But if it works out in your particular family, it's a great thing for everybody. You have to come in knowing that Friday night, showtime, game time, Seder time. It's a very chashuva thing. It's not time to fall asleep at the table. Not time to be drowsy. Not time to be low focus. You're going to put time and effort to make sure, not as you prepare on Friday, but that you're there Friday night. You're alert. And the days of their preparation for the day. Right? No, I'm going to go to sleep early. They collapse. Again, nothing wrong with getting a good night's sleep Friday night. The Suda is a Suda. Shabbos Suda. It's not time just to lay back on your chair and fall asleep. I'll eat a little bit. I'll sing a little Zmiris. I'll say a little dot for real people. They say the Suda is shtaik. You're singing Zmiris. You're saying Torah. You're living it. Right? You're enjoying the food. You're feeling Hashem in your life. And that's not a weekday meal. Of a Shabbos meal, the army calling me to say you don't sit on Friday means if you're going to treat your Friday night meal, it's a Friday night meal. Okay, I'll say a zemer. I'll mention a Torah thought, or maybe not Friday night because everybody didn't speak. I didn't look at anything. So maybe it's Shabbos morning. So Friday night we'll go through Netanyahu and the camel, Kamala, whatever her name is, and Biden and. Netanyahu or the work week. I'll chazer with my wife my work week. Oh, Friday for the few minutes I'll talk about my Indian coworker and my Chinese boss and the Jewish guy and this guy. I'll go through and I'll go through how Apple stock or Cisco or Intel or whatever. I'll chazer that or I'll talk about the latest. Whatever, that's a weekday meal. Right? Shabbos is you're in it, you're at it like a you know, people go to a chasana wedding, they're in it. A bachar certainly is. You're in it. Seder, you're in it. It's a vayda. I used to have a neighbor in Lakewood, a chesisha guy. The guy would have his Friday night suited for 3-4 hours. Singing, direi Torah, meals, I'm gonna show you a tish. That's a Shabbos night, Friday night meal. This guy happened in a big time home too. Aval avoyde shosur Shabbos moving on nachar in kain. Vein sirach beemes. How you should look at the Friday meal? The suda Shabbos. The suda. You want me ready? You want kedusha? Part of Friday is not just getting the material ready. You need to get yourself ready for this. You need to be mukhan for this, prepared for this. And you need to know with clarity. You know, this is our pinkest now. Shakidish ukmo musaf shal Yom Kippur. When you say kiddush on Friday night, it's like the musaf of Yom Kippur. It's holy. It's halik. It's Shabbos. It's holy than Yom Kippur. So your kiddush is like the musaf of Yom Kippur. You have to have kavana. Before you say kiddush, your head should be there. Not, like I said, guy walking into mincha with Ashrei with his head in politics or sports or the company or the fight he got into or the mundane conversation or the newspaper he read or the dumb show he saw. You gotta be there for Kiddush. Zachor or Vechu HaShemayim, you think about it. We learned Vechu a few weeks ago. Thinking holy thoughts. And Aim of Ira, you're going into Shabbos. You do that, you're gonna vax, you're gonna grow. You're gonna connect to Shabbos, you're gonna connect to Hashem. Vazmiras, it's like the Sana Toiker. The Sana Toiker, of course, is one of the most inspiring parts of Musaf on Yom Kippur, on Yom Rosh Hashanah. Sana Toiker, Vazsuuda is like the Suuda Mafsekas. Even every Yom Kippur, you feel it's intense right before Yom Kippur, dense. It's mitzvah gedola. It's a tremendous mitzvah, v'kedusha rabbah, v'to'elas atzmo l'nefesh. V'yu atzmo, you're like the Kohen Gadol. You have a serious job when you have a Friday meal. It's not just like, you know, it's just like, you just talk about whatever you want, fall asleep at the table, or just be alert, get it over with quickly. This is serious. It's an opportunity. V'chel derech zeh kol minhag yisrael, every minhag yisrael. The ain't something that's to us with shoes, don't do crazy things. Just live the moment. Shtag and Shabbos. Don't just be it's not a Monday night meal. It's transformational. You're with Hashem. I just mentioned that a great Gullah would come to your house, the Chavetz Chaim, the Ramesh Feinstein, Chaim Kanievsky, a big tzaddik, big Gullah. You not only do you prepare your house Friday night, Friday afternoon, get all ready, bathe, you wear your clothes, right? You would imagine a Chabad chassid. The Rebbe's at the tish. Did they fall asleep on that table? No, they were not. Think they would speed up the meal? No, they would not. Right? You think they would talk about baseball? No, they would not. They would be into it. They'd be living it. They're with Hashem. Not they. They're with the Rebbe. I'm saying we're with Hashem. The Lubavitcher, the belts, they're tzaddikim. The Moshe, all of them. But with Hashem. We're with Hashem. Where are we running? We're at the Suda. Are you prepared for this? And if you're smart and shalom bias, you'll appreciate it. Be there. Then the Suda, you grow from the Suda. You shtag, kamosha yam in the Rebbe, just like on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur. You come out different, hopefully. Ken Shabbos Kodesh, you will not only come out different, be a conduit for bracha, gedayla, for tremendous blessing. L'chol hayamim haboy l'kodesh Hashanah, for all the days of head. But the key, the hachana for Shabbos, preparing yourself on Friday for the things you need, being involved in the preparation, and then being there on Friday night, that's how Yid is Halig, it brings Kedusha, and that's how we gain the Ikar blessing on Shabbos, really the power of Shabbos itself. Okay, we will hold here. Next week we'll pick up Yirtzeh Hashem with Kabbalah Shabbos itself.